I have been ruminating all day about my episode yesterday where we broke into Claude 3.7 Sonnet and tried to do some one-shot challenges with the tool that didn't quite pan out, and in retrospect, I'm not really surprised. You can often have results like yesterday where things don't go quite as expected, which is actually exactly what you should expect when using these models, even the incredibly powerful ones that score highest on software engineering benchmarks. There is a way to use the tools, and basically what I'm getting at is I didn't really provide a good example of that, in my opinion. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, here's what's going down tonight. I have been ruminating all day about my episode yesterday where we broke into Claude 3.7 Sonnet and tried to do some one-shot challenges with the tool that didn't quite pan out. And in retrospect, I'm not really surprised. And I think what happened is I fell into the hype trap of these AI tools and what you often see on X and social media, which is these one-shot amazing coding prompts, which are just that, amazing, and they are absolutely a great way to demonstrate the impressive power of these models and of these tools, but I don't think perhaps the best example to use when trying to spread or share or promote adoption of these tools or educate people, in my opinion, because you can often have results like yesterday where things don't go quite as expected, which is actually exactly what you should expect when using these models, even the incredibly powerful ones that score highest on software engineering benchmarks. There is a way to use the tools, and basically what I'm getting at is I didn't really provide a good example of that, in my opinion, so I've been reflecting on that, and basically what I want to do is do a bit of a redemption episode for Claude 3.7 Sonnet and for the productive way to crack into a project with 3.7 Sonnet. But in the interest of getting the episode up and published before the end of the night here, I'm going to hit you first with some daily digest updates that have happened in the last couple of days. And in the case of tonight's episode, the last couple of hours. One is coming from Perplexity regarding a new browser experience. So Perplexity continues to try and be a boat rocker and take on the biggest industries and the biggest names, whether it is search or now the browser experience. And we'll talk about that. And then a couple of updates, one from OpenAI, the other from Microsoft regarding new access. And in the case of Microsoft, free access to premium tier AI technology and capabilities. And that's going to be the big one for the majority of the navigators out there or anybody who may be a new navigator catching this episode. I think that's the big takeaway from tonight's episode is more availability in these two tools that we're about to talk about. And then finally, we'll cap it off with a little bit of fun, once again drawing attention to Anthropic and Claude in particular with the news that landed just a few hours ago as well that apparently some researchers at Anthropic have been obsessed with a question recently, and that question is, can Claude play Pokemon? And I think the fact that we included it in this episode and that it's going viral to some degree online, you can probably guess the answer is interesting to say the least. So we'll cover that in more detail as well in tonight's episode. But then immediately after getting this episode published, I'm going to dive into an episode, a Claude 3.7 Redux, I guess, where we try and build out our complex landing page piece by piece, working iteratively with Claude. And I'm going to do my best to chop that up, show you guys the process, and that's going to be tomorrow's episode. At least that's the plan, ambitious as it may be, for the rest of the night and probably into some of the morning as well. Okay, so let's not waste any more time. Let's get into it, starting with the news from Perplexity about their Comet browser, their agentic web browser. And this browser is obviously designed or is going to be designed to fully integrate advanced AI, specifically agentic search, which has been basically the cutting edge for all consumer available AI capabilities right now, with things like the operator agent from OpenAI, proxy AI, and increasing numbers of deep research agents. We have Perplexity's deep research and things that will go and do agentic research for you. And it's entirely built around this concept of agentic search, but it goes beyond just search and research, but also browser agentic capabilities, things like booking tickets, scheduling appointments, or making purchases. All these things that have been the early test and early use cases for many of these autonomous web agents. Now, obviously, what makes it particularly interesting is having AI at its core and the potential and possible ways that that could affect the user experience and differentiate it from a traditional web browser, which has had AI added on kind of as an afterthought. Now, as far as some things that are expected from the browser, but that may not be 100% confirmed, there should be, of course, cross-platform compatibility on desktop and on mobile, so no surprises really there. But it is also rumored to be built on the Chromium framework, which is widely used, and you may have guessed, used in the Chrome browser, the Google Chrome browser, which is, I guess, a good sign and a bad sign. I think it's obviously a proven framework and very robust and has built a very popular browser. But would that make Perplexity beholden then to Alphabet in some way? I don't know. And I know that Perplexity is very much a disruptor of Alphabet and of Google. So it will be very interesting to see how Perplexity continues to position itself and compete in this market. But a new browser means a new tool slash playground for us as digital marketers. And we have signed up for the waitlist here at the AI Marketing Navigator. If you're watching along on video right now, you can see that there is a join waitlist option. So if you want to be one of the first or one of the early people to use or access Comet, make sure to hit that sign up. Okay, now this next part here is the doozy, the news that OpenAI has now expanded the availability of deep research to Plus teams and education members. Now this was expected and anticipated and basically promised by the OpenAI team since the release of deep research, but we no longer have to wait as $20 a month Plus subscribers, or again, if you're on a teams or an education tier, to now test and compare the OpenAI ChatGPT deep research feature with the deep research things that we have had access to up until this point. That is if you're not a pro subscriber to ChatGPT. And that's things like DeepSeek R1 and Perplexity's deep research and Gemini 1.5 with deep research. All these types of tools that we have tested on this show in one way or another. But now we have another tool in our AI tool belt. And this is assuming that you are at least a $20 per month pro subscriber to ChatGPT or OpenAI. But if that's not true for you, and if you're still looking for all of the freemium options out there, then Microsoft has you covered because they have also just expanded capability and availability to their free users by announcing their unlimited free access to their voice and think deeper features within Copilot. So this is essentially OpenAI's O1 reasoning model that they have built this Think Deeper on, Microsoft that is. Of course, you'll also have voice capabilities as well, and it's all made available now to free users of Copilot. And I have barely touched Copilot because I don't work in the Microsoft environment, but this has absolutely prompted me to go check out the interface again. I'm going to have to log back in, and now I have two deep research technologies, and we have two deep research technologies here on the AI Marketing Navigator to test out. That's OpenAI's and now Copilot's Think Deeper as well. And this is kind of where it gets into some murky waters as far as which models are best and which models are better, and depends on who's optimized them in what way and who's training them or fine-tuning them in what way. But I think what we really need to focus on and what you really need to focus on is what models actually work for you, what models fit well into your workflow, and what produces the best results. Not necessarily what's easiest to use, but what's comfortable to use for you. But this means expanded availability, and that's good news for AI marketing navigators and our productivity, especially for those on a budget. But it's also good news for AI adoption and expanded and democratized access. Okay, and then finally, a little bit of a non-marketing divergence, although we do that probably too often on this show, just to finish up our episode. And this is news, I'll just summarize directly from the post from Anthropic. It says, researchers at Anthropic have had a part-time obsession with a peculiar problem over the past year. Can Claude play Pokemon? And so apparently using Claude's AI model, likely 3.7, unless there's some advanced model that the researchers are using. I'm sure there's an advanced model, but whether the researchers were using it here or not is a question. But using Claude AI and tools like Vision and tool utilization and function calling to simulate gameplay, the research was able to showcase some of Claude's generalized reasoning capabilities, as it says here in the X story. And while the navigation through the game certainly wasn't perfect, apparently, according to the story here, it mentions things like repeatedly entering and exiting Professor Oak's lab or misnaming Pokemon. It's certainly been gaining attention and is really another glimpse of the current state of AI's ability to truly act autonomously, which is impressive, but still relatively limited. That does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated. It is by far the most helpful thing you could do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you so much for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.